Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training. I'm so glad you're joining me again today. You know, life can get pretty hectic, right? Between deadlines, social obligations, and just trying to keep up with a constant stream of information, it's easy to feel like we're constantly caught in a whirlwind. Ever felt like your mind is racing 1,000 miles an hour, never quite able to catch its breath? Today, we're diving into something super powerful, embracing the present moment. Because let's be real, dwelling on the past or stressing about the future doesn't exactly make for happy and fulfilling life, does it? This isn't some fluffy new age concept, it's about practical strategies to help you find peace, focus, and joy right here, right now. Now, I know what you might be thinking, easier said than done, Taylor. And you're absolutely right. Our brains are wired for worry, for planning, for anticipating what's next. But the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who were masters of resilience, had a powerful message. Happiness doesn't come from chasing something in the future, it comes from finding contentment in the present. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you start embracing this moment, and trust me, your mind will thank you. First off, become aware of your thoughts. It's like having a mental radar. Notice when your mind starts spiraling into the past or worrying about the future. Acknowledge those thoughts without judgment, then gently guide your attention back to the present. Think of it as redirecting a runaway train back onto the tracks. Second, engage your senses. We often go through life on autopilot, barely noticing the world around us. Take a moment to really feel things: the warmth of the sun on your skin, the taste of your morning coffee, the sound of birds singing. When you ground yourself in the present through your senses, it's like hitting the reset button. Third, practice gratitude. It's easy to focus on what we lack, but shifting our attention to what we have can make a world of difference. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things: a loving family, good health, a roof over your head. This simple act can transform your outlook and boost your happiness levels. Fourth, be kind to yourself. You're not going to be perfect at this every single day. There will be times when your mind wanders, and that's okay. Just gently bring it back. Remember, your human progress over perfection is the name of the game. And finally, remember that each moment is a gift. It's fleeting, precious, and unique. Don't waste dwelling on what was or worrying about what might be. Embrace this moment with open arms and see where it takes you. Let me paint you a picture. You're walking down the street, rushing to meet a deadline, and your mind is already racing ahead, envisioning all the things that could go wrong. You hear a child laughing nearby, a little girl skipping along with her dog. Suddenly, you are transported back to your own childhood, the carefree joy of running through the park, chasing butterflies, feeling the warmth of the sun on your face. This simple moment, this sound, brings a smile to your face and slows down your racing thoughts. You take a deep breath, appreciating the beauty of the present, the laughter, the sunshine, the gentle breeze. See how powerful that is? It's amazing what can happen when we choose to be fully present. Alright, let's recap. We learned that becoming aware of our thoughts, engaging our senses, practicing gratitude, being kind to ourselves, and remembering the preciousness of each moment are all key to embracing the present. Remember, this isn't about ignoring your responsibilities or pretending everything is perfect. It's about finding moments of peace and joy amidst the chaos, allowing yourself to truly experience life, one breath at a time. So, my challenge for you today is to take just 5 minutes right now, put down your phone, close your eyes, and focus on your senses. Feel the ground beneath you, listen to the sounds around you, notice any sensations in your body. Just be present with yourself. You deserve it. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me. What moments bring you joy? How do you practice being present in your daily life? Head over to our social media and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, keep training your mind and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.